If you listen carefully to the lecture that has just been read, you will probably have received the impression that the sacrificial transaction that is described and recorded for us in the 16th chapter of the book of Leviticus, verses 15 through 19, consisted of the offering of one goat. That is not correct. There were two goats involved in this transaction. You see, there had to be two goats. This is the way the Lord ordained it. In the second verse of the 16th chapter, the book of Leviticus, we read this. And the Lord said unto Moses, tell your brother Aaron, then down in the fifth verse, he shall take from the congregation of the sons of Israel two male goats for a sin offering. Two goats, one offering. Kyle and Dalich tell us, in reference to this fifth verse of the 16th chapter of Leviticus, to understand clearly the meaning of this symbolical rite, we must start from the fact that according to the distinct words of verse 5, the two goats were to serve as a sin offering, and the A is italicized. Two goats, one offering. Why two goats? In the seventh verse of the 16th chapter of Leviticus, we read this, and Aaron shall take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the doorway of the tent of meeting. The Lord himself wanted two goats brought to his house at the same time. Again, Kyle and Dalich tell us this regarding verse 7. Both of these goats, they were both of them devoted, therefore, to one and the same purpose, as was pointed out by the Talmudists, who laid down the law on that very account that they were to be exactly alike in color, in stature, and in value. But why two goats? Let's read on. In verse 8 of this chapter, Leviticus 16, we read, and Aaron shall cast lots for the two goats, one lot for the Lord and the other lot for the scapegoat. Then Aaron shall offer the goat on which the lot for the Lord fell and make it a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot for the scapegoat fell shall be presented alive before the Lord to make atonement upon it and to send it away into the wilderness as a scapegoat. Two goats, they looked alike in color, in size, they were alike in value, but the Lord distinguished between those two goats. One goat had one purpose and function, the other goat had a completely different purpose and function. The one goat is a dead goat. The other goat is a live goat. The one goat is called a sin offering. The other goat is called a scapegoat. The one goat expiates. The other goat escapes. One goat pays the penalty for Israel's sin with his life. The other goat is sent out into the wilderness, never to be seen again. It's one sacrifice, but why two goats? Let's stop for a moment and see what's happening in the 16th chapter of the book of Leviticus. Now, if you are in the habit of making a mental note of those chapters in Holy Scripture that seem to you to be significant, or great chapters of Scripture, I suggest that you very seriously consider this 16th chapter of the book of Leviticus as being such a great chapter. The latter part of the book of Leviticus, from chapter 16 on, concerns itself with Israel's life, her lifestyle as God's people. From chapter 17 to the end of the book of Leviticus, the thought is simply this: speak to the congregation of the sons of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Again in chapter 20, verse 26, thus you are to be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and I have set you apart from all the people to be mine. That's the message of the latter part of the book of Leviticus. It's a code of holiness for God's people as they walk with their God. But how can a sinful people become holy? That's the burden of the first half of the book of Leviticus, chapters 1 through 16. A sinful people can become a holy people because the Lord God provides sacrifice for their sins. A sinful people can become a holy people because God himself appoints a priesthood to offer the sacrifices that he himself has instituted for his people. How can sinful men approach the presence of a holy God? They can do so only if their sins are removed. God either separates us from our sins, or our sins separate us from God. There is no third alternative. This is the message of the book of Leviticus. Israel's sin must be removed if Israel is to walk in fellowship with God as his true people. Leviticus 16 is the high point of the sacrificial transaction delivered to Israel by her God for the removal of her sins, that she might be his holy people. Leviticus 16, that's Israel's great day, her Yom Kippur, her Day of Atonement. One day each year, the 10th day of the 7th month, all her sins are covered. One day each year, her high priest is authorized by God himself to come into his very presence and make atonement for the sins of his people. The summary of Leviticus 16 is found in the 30th verse. For it is on this day that atonement shall be made for you to cleanse you. You shall be clean from all your sins before the Lord. My dear Christian brethren, this must be of more than passing interest to us, because like Israel of old, you and I too are sinners who need the cleansing. The same God who spoke to Israel in the wilderness of Sinai speaks to us in the wilderness of our sinful world when he says to us, if you confess your sins, I am faithful and just to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. How is it possible? It's not only possible, it's actual. It not only can happen, it has happened. The writer to the Hebrews reminds us, but now once in the end of the world, Jesus Christ has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Leviticus chapter 16 describes for Israel what God had done for her on the greatest day of her year. Leviticus chapter 16 describes for us what our God has done for us in the greatest day of the history of mankind. The day that heaven and earth heard the benediction our Lord gave to his own ministry of humility when he said, it is finished. That day, the sun was blotted out for 3 hours. That day, your sins and mine were blotted out for all eternity. That's the day that Jesus died for you and me. If you like to keep a list of the great chapters of Scripture, put Leviticus 16 on that list. But why two goats? Wasn't one goat enough? In one sense, the answer must be no. No, not all the goats born in this world would be enough. For the writer to the Hebrews tells us, it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins, even one sin. That's why the eternal Son said to the everlasting Father, behold, I come. But in another sense, one goat was enough. Under the dispensation of shadow and type, when God dealt with Israel as a father deals with a child, the blood of that one goat was all that was needed to atone for Israel's sins. We read in the 17th verse of our 16th chapter of Leviticus, and when Aaron goes in to make atonement in the holy place, no one shall be in the tent of meeting until he comes out, that he may make atonement for himself, for his household, and for all the assembly of Israel. If the one dead goat atoned for all the sins of the assembly of Israel, then why two goats? The answer is simple. The atonement was finished when the one goat was offered. But the lesson that God wanted Israel to learn was not over yet. Leviticus 16:20. And when Aaron finishes atoning for the holy place and the tent of meeting and the altar, then he shall offer the live goat. And Aaron shall lay both of his hands on the head of the live goat, and he shall confess over it all the iniquities of the sons of Israel and all the transgressions in regard to all their sins, and he shall lay them on the head of the goat and send it away into the wilderness by the hand of a man who stands in readiness. And the goat shall bear on itself all their iniquities into a solitary land, a place of no return, and he shall release the goat in the wilderness. Why two goats? One goat did the job, the goat of atonement. The second goat showed to Israel the job was done, the goat of assurance. The prophet Micah knew of the second goat because he says, yes, thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. The psalmist puts it even more pointedly when he says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Jesus said it in just three words. It is finished. My friends, you look to Jesus for your salvation. Well, you should. He shed his blood. He paid the price. He did the job. He took your sins and he carried them off. Why two goats? To let Israel know and to let us know, when God declares you clean, then clean indeed you are. For it is on this day that atonement shall be made for you to cleanse you. You shall be clean from all your sins before the Lord. Amen.